Chapter 11, Step 9, Great Love. Congratulations, you are a finisher. You're well on your way to becoming the very best version of you that you can possibly be, a true champion. Believe it or not, you're about to learn the most valuable lesson of all. But before we begin, let's briefly recap your journey up to this point. So far, you've discovered the power of urgent excellence, developed a positive conviction, declared and taken decisive action, begun to master your craft, learned the value of playing in bounds, moved forward with tenacious endurance through adversity, aligned yourself with and honored crucial strategic partnerships, and showed contagious kindness. That's seriously impressive. Now, there's only one step remaining on your Winology journey, finding your great love. Before you start thinking, wait, I have to be in a serious relationship with someone to be a Winologist? Let me assure you of one thing. I'm not talking about finding the love of your life in this context. However, during the course of discovering your great love, you very well may find the love of your life along the way. Truly finding and fulfilling your great love makes you pretty darn attractive. Now that I have your attention, people who find their great love are the ones living satisfying lives of passion and purpose. On the other hand, there are those who reach the pinnacle of success in their field, but never find the secret of their personal great love. Although they wind up rich and successful, there's something missing. Thus, the secret of this final Winology step. Finding your great love is finding your why. Two most important days. In his great book, Start With Why, author Simon Sinek does a fantastic job illuminating the truth on this subject. His writings reveal the value of understanding the why of a matter before taking action. Sinek reiterates that before you launch any vision or attempt to mobilize and inspire other leaders to rally around the cause, you must first know the why of the matter. He's 100% right. But I'm talking about an even greater why. The why I'm referring to lies deep within your own soul. It's hidden so deep that many fail to find it, even after achieving and transcending many levels of success. Factually, it's not uncommon for people to be in their 40s or 50s and yet remain unsuccessful in identifying their great love, mainly because they failed to ask the right questions. While they may have arrived, they still don't know why. Consequently, this is a major reason why it's so prevalent in our society for people to experience a midlife crisis. One of my favorite all-time quotes comes from Mark Twain. He said, "The two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why." Even though many people go through their entire life only recognizing one of those days, this doesn't have to be the case. It is possible to discover the more important day, the why day, the day that gives life eternal significance. Winologists are people who discover both days. While it's one thing to understand the simpler, smaller why tied to personal or professional goals and objectives, discovering your global why is an entirely different level of understanding. It's what penetrates to the very core of your being and becomes the reason behind everything you do. If you haven't discovered your why yet, don't worry. You're going to find it. I'm going to help you, because finding your great love is all about asking the right questions. In the epic movie Gladiator, General Maximus Aurelius declared, "What you do in life echoes in eternity." This larger-than-life character's declaration was more correct than many people realize. Every human being is searching for significance that transcends beyond their own life. But significance isn't only found in the what, significance is also found in the why. Our why fuels what we do. Until you discover your great love, your why, you risk living a life doing the right things for the wrong reasons. Today, that all changes. Now you will start the journey of recognizing your second most important day, your why day. Something's changing. In the fall of 1999, I was 26 years old and at the peak of my competition career. I felt like the sky was the limit. Every door I could have imagined was opening for me, and I couldn't fathom life being any better. I was the reigning world champion, had secured a seat on the Global Taekwondo Federation's U.S. team, owned multiple businesses, Even better, I was madly in love with my beautiful young wife, Jennifer. We had everything, careers, money, significance, stuff, you name it, we had it. I was living every one of my dreams, or so I thought. Over a period of a few months, I experienced some very strange and unusual encounters. First, I began to have dreams during the night in which I could see myself 10 years older. I was still in the same field of business I'd been in since my Taekwondo instructor hired me at 14, but something was remarkably different. In my dream, I was miserable. Somehow, it was showing me that I'd missed a significant window of opportunity, and now I was stuck. Then, I began to feel and deal with strange new emotions. Part of our martial arts studio business model involved the public school system. Routinely, we were on school campuses performing exhibitions, pep rallies, and conducting drug-free assemblies for Red Ribbon Week. I had done this for years, but never once had I experienced anything like what was about to happen. Right in the middle of one of my high school assemblies, I became overwhelmed with emotion. Up to this point, I had spoken at hundreds of school assemblies, telling my own story of dealing with peer pressure, making bad decisions, and learning life the hard way. But this time, it was very different. In this assembly, I actually started to cry. That's right, you heard me, crying. In public, in front of a bunch of high schoolers I didn't even know. It was horrifying. Here I was, supposedly this world champion tough guy, and I'm crying like a baby, pleading with these kids not to make the same mistakes I made at their age. And it happened more than once. The first time, I wrote it off as just being a bad day. The second time was more concerning. But the third time, I thought I was losing my mind. How well I remember walking to my car after that third assembly, giving myself a piece of my own mind, and complaining to God all at the same time. I specifically remember muttering, "What the heck is going on here? God, what are you doing to me?" And then it happened. The moment that literally changed my life forever. The aha moment. Somewhere, from within the deepest parts of me, I heard these words, "Joel, you're finding your true passion." It's people, Joel. People are your passion. For the first time, the thought crossed my mind. Maybe this experience that felt so hellish was actually more connected to heaven. Up until this time, I was convinced of my passion, my art form, and the carrying on of its centuries-old tradition. No one could have persuaded me otherwise. I thought competing, and more specifically, winning, was my passion. What I was soon to learn was that these were my little whys, but my global why, a passion for people, had been staring me square in the face the entire time. Quite honestly, this aha moment took me totally by surprise, but it revolutionized my life. What I quickly came to realize was that the martial arts, the competitions, and winning were nothing more than vehicles used to connect me to my real passion, the people who were involved. But it wasn't just the people themselves that made me tick. What really ignited my fire was the ability to help, train, enhance, and elevate their lives to a new level. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. My great love was calling me from deep within. This initial knowing, while awesome in its context, also carried a huge challenge. I quickly realized that I had to venture out of my vocational field. For the first time in my adult life, I was about to jump out of my place of comfort, to identify and forge a path into virgin territory. For me to live my great love to its fullest, I had to discover other areas which would allow me the opportunity to explore the depths of people's hearts, minds, and souls. Somewhere there had to be a venue where I could deposit the secrets of thinking like a world-class competitor into the lives of individuals in an entirely different way. My aha moment had brought me face to face with the final stage of Winology. Now, I was about to reset my process and start all over in a brand new field. I felt a sense of urgent excellence. An open window of opportunity was looming. I didn't know where it would come from or how I would get through it. I just knew it was there. That urgency, combined with my faith and positive conviction, compelled me to take decisive action and begin to master a brand new craft. Within 6 months after my defining moment, I completely walked away from my field as a professional martial artist. I left everything. It was a terrifying leap of faith. At times, I second-guessed myself, fearing we might lose everything. But the exact opposite happened. We gained everything. Within a few months of my decision, I took a full-time intern position at my church working with, you guessed it, teenagers. I was back in school, so to speak, learning an entirely new way of employing my skill set. Actually, I was pioneering the Winology system, applying my natural experiences to conquests of the soul and spirit. This journey of shaping young hearts and minds made me feel so alive, convincing young people that they could live legendary lives by learning to think, speak, and act in the right manner was exhilarating. Quite honestly, and much to my surprise, it was the most rewarding season of life I'd ever experienced, and it was just the beginning. Since the summer of 2000 until the present, I have dedicated myself to helping others find their way, young or old, black or white, rich or poor, male or female, owners and leaders of major corporations, or clerks and baggers at retail stores. No one is exempt from the benefits of the power of Winology. The system has worked on every single one of those who were fearless enough to finish. Thousands of individuals have learned the secrets you now have access to. The ultimate goal is the same for everyone, to find your own great love. Deep calling. Something deep within you is calling out to you. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't. Maybe it's too soon, and you're in the discovery process. Regardless of where you are, I promise you, your great love is calling from deep within you. I was 12 years into my career, and at a very crucial moment of decision when I heard it. Even though I didn't know my global why throughout this period of time, I did find it. You will too. Your great love is connected to the meaning of your life, something you can absolutely find and know. But the meaning of life isn't found in asking questions and philosophizing about meaning. The meaning of life is found in the living. It's discovered as you walk out your personal journey. No one uncovers their great love in the same fashion. It's different for everyone. The key is to listen and be sensitive to the voice calling out within you. Don't dismiss it as coincidence or happenstance. It's very real and already inside you. If you continue to listen, you will hear it. Here's something that will help you recognize that voice. Your deep calling is greater than you. Operating and living in the Winology system, thinking, speaking, and acting like the true, world-class winner you were born to be will give you more opportunities to connect to a cause greater than yourself. Finding such a cause not only engages your heart and soul, but also fuels your passion for life. Coming to the realization that your life and success are part of something much larger than you changes your outlook. It's one thing to grab this concept intellectually, but when you actually begin to live it out physically, your whole life changes. You finally find your reason for perpetuating this cycle of winning and transcend into a benevolent benefactor. You become a change agent in the world and in the lives around you. No longer are you winning for you, you're winning for countless others who will benefit in the wake of your success. Does this sound too far-fetched? I don't think so. Scores of people have already lived this type of life. Let's take a look at a few people who found their great love, connected to causes greater than themselves, and exist to enhance the world around them. Billions of reasons. In June of 2010, Warren Buffett, along with Bill and Melinda Gates, conspired together to create a fraternal organization of billionaires. The mission of this organization wasn't so everyone could lounge on each other's 600-foot yachts or globetrot on G5 intercontinental jets. The mission was completely opposite. The organization, aptly named the Giving Pledge, called for billionaires to put their money where their mouth was. How were they to accomplish such a feat? By pledging to give away a minimum of 50% of their wealth within their lifetimes. The results? It took off like a rocket. To date, 137 billionaires and their families from 14 countries have joined the Giving Pledge, vowing to use their amassed wealth to make the world a better place. Billionaire individuals like the founders of Facebook, AOL, eBay, Spanx, and Chobani have all pledged extreme generosity and, at the same time, declared their great love. These world industry leaders have given us billions of reasons to sit up and take notice. Obviously, they know something we don't know. They see something we can't see and have experienced something we have yet to experience. What is it? In all their efforts to acquire great wealth, these elite men and women have found one of the truest secrets to success. It actually is more blessed to give than to receive. The Giving Pledge movement is one of the strongest testimonies to this final step of Winology. An entire organization of billionaires who have absolutely everything, yet realizing that without connecting to their own great love, they will never be satisfied. These men and women are the greatest collaborative group of philanthropists the world has ever known. A figurative school of whales, they are living for something larger than themselves and are making huge waves felt all around the globe. Not only has the Giving Pledge given us a billion reasons to notice the advantage of this giving lifestyle, there are also a billion reasons that will try to convince you otherwise. You have to make the conscious decision to rise above each one of them. Why wait? While the thought of billionaires connecting to and making a significant investment in their great love is motivating, the beauty lies in this truth. You don't have to wait until you've arrived to find this true sense of meaning and purpose. In fact, most people who say, "I'll be generous when I'm rich," tend to never arrive at that moment. Why? Because the target called rich keeps moving, allowing excuses to arise and convince us to renegotiate. Many years ago, Jennifer and I decided to live our lives in such a way that we always give back. We're not alone. In fact, thousands of upwardly mobile people over the years have encircled us and taken the same pledge. These aren't billionaires, some of them barely thousandaires. They're everyday people who vowed to live a life of giving and investing in both individual lives and causes that are greater than themselves. They never let their economic status stop their commitment. For Jennifer and I, we made the decision as newlyweds way back in 1995 to give a minimum of 10% of our gross income away to the causes most valuable to our hearts, our church and charitable organizations that make the world better. That's exactly what we did. But it didn't stop there. Over the years, we have incrementally grown our pledge as high as 15%. And our goal is to keep increasing the percentages for the remainder of our lives. Why? Because generous people are the happiest people on earth. My thought is, why should all the billionaires have all the fun? It's true. People who connect to causes bigger than themselves, giving of their time, effort, and portions of their income, are the ones who receive the biggest return on their investment along the way. Practicing generosity has brought us incredible joy for these last two decades. It may not be billions, but to us, it's big. Most of all, we know we're making a big difference in the lives of those it benefits. Amazingly, even with all our giving, we have never lacked for anything. Giving didn't leave us with less. It actually left us with more. Skeptics beware. I know this is a hard subject for some to swallow. The idea of giving away precious hours of their time or increasing percentages of their hard-earned dollars seems ludicrous to some. I hear you. There have been times when we've even questioned if it was necessary, especially when finances were tight. It was in one of those moments when I heard my mentor and pastor, Mike Hayes, say something that riveted my heart. He said, concerning generosity, if you can't live on 90% of your income, you probably can't live on 100% either. This quickly made me realize that giving wasn't the issue. Budgeting was the culprit. A close friend of mine, Kevin, flipped out when he first heard me talking about this type of generosity, and he is a generous guy. His response to me was, 10%, huh? Are you kidding me? Dang, that's a lot of money. To which I laughed hysterically and responded, you're right, it is a lot of money, and what I receive in return is worth every dime. I, for one, am richer for it. You can be too. If this step of Winology seems too challenging, pause with me for a moment and let's revisit our step two, positive conviction. The essential ingredient of this step is identifying negativity, skepticism, and doubt, and replacing them with new, true, positive realities. This subsequently creates corresponding new, true, positive declarations that align with your reality. From here, you begin to build your future with your words. Sound familiar? It should. In your quest to discover your own great love, the global why of your whole life, generosity is the key to discovery. Don't allow fear to stop you now. You've come much too far to turn back. And besides, winologists never quit. Finish your course and live life to the fullest, starting right now. Your personal mission. Stephen Covey, author of the world-renowned 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, encourages those in pursuit of their cause and mission in life to write a personal mission statement for their lives. He said, "Writing or reviewing a mission statement changes you because it forces you to think through your priorities deeply, carefully, and to align your behavior with your beliefs." According to Covey, a personal mission consists of 3 primary parts. What do I want to do? Who do I want to help? What is the result and what value will I create? Take a moment to answer these questions honestly and begin to develop your personal mission statement. Take out your Winology journal and write down these questions. What people group or cause fires me up? When do I feel most passionate about life? What area or organization do I feel like I can really make a difference in? Now, take a moment and write down your responses. This is the beginning of your personal mission statement, your first step in discovering your great love. The new you. Here's a good litmus test in finding your great love. Any cause you're not willing to invest your time and money in is not your cause. Why? It's simple. Love gives, and great love gives greatly. It's impossible to love something or someone and not give in response to that love. When people fall in love, they spare no expense to win the other's affection. When you deeply love your children, you will do whatever it takes to create opportunities to see them happy. Being willing to significantly give towards a cause, not just a token of your appreciation, is an internal signal of your true love for what it represents. Your monetary investment in any area speaks volumes about what is truly important to you. The ancient proverb is right. Where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Now, let's wrap up this chapter and complete our study in the science of winning by going a step deeper. Your great love assignments for step 9 are next. Step 9, great love assignments. How many hours per month can you dedicate toward a cause that motivates you? What percentage of your income are you willing to dedicate toward your causes? Make the changes to your schedule and budget. Sacrifice if need be. Make a commitment and stay with it. Take all the time you need to walk out these final steps, then anticipate the long-term rewards of your generosity. I can promise you, you will never regret connecting with your great love and living your life accordingly. Congratulations! You did it! You've completed your initial course in Winology. Now, you're in an elite class of winners with a massive future ahead of you. As you continue your climb to the top, revisit these steps and refresh yourself in the concepts and principles. Remember, they are chronological steps designed to build upon each other. From time to time, you may find yourself stuck in a previous cycle due to life changes or setbacks. Don't worry, it's perfectly normal. Drop back to the previous step, review, and then continue on to greatness. These are principles and truths I have studied for decades and will continue to do so for the rest of my life. Albert Einstein said, "Once you stop learning, you start dying." I don't know about you, but I think it's too early to start dying. There's always more to learn and achieve, always a greater season to move towards. Remember the words of Winston Churchill, "Never, never, never, never give up. You're a warrior and a world-class winner. The way of a winner is a life full of constant, never-ending improvement. You, my friend, are becoming a modern-day warrior poet. You are a world-class winner. The world is your canvas. Express yourself and find your own great love. Here's to your ultimate success."